The Scotty K Show.
Ashley, you're also going to be my co-host for the next 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So I have three stories in front of me. I'm going to give you the headlines, and you have to pick which story you want to hear more about without knowing what the next story is, okay?
Sure.
All right. The first headline is, how much money people would leave their partner for? You want to know more about that or move on to the next one?
Move on.
Okay. The second one is, you can literally laugh your butt off. You want to know more about that or move on to the next headline?
Ooh, move on to the next one.
All right.
Can I go back?
What'd you say? No, you can't go back. This is it. This is your story. You have moved on to the story of the real name of the pound or hashtag symbol. So you know the number symbol, or as kids say it, the hashtag, or as we may say it, the pound symbol. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right. Or as other people might say, the italic tic-tac-toe symbol. So many names for this dang thing. But it has a real name. Turns out none of those are right. According to the people who made the symbol mainstream in 1968, the little sign is called the Octothorpe.
Never knew that.
No, then I don't know. So it's like, instead of saying, you know, hashtag didn't know that, it's like Octothorpe didn't know that.
It doesn't sound as good, though.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it. But
no.
Who knew that it had... I thought pound was actually the real
I did, too, I think. I was trying to think if I knew the actual name, but no, definitely didn't.
Yep, so now we know that it's Octothorpe. There you go. You can use it for trivia one day at the bar.